This is 91.7 WVXU Cincinnati Edition. I'm Jay Hanselman with Howard Wilkinson. It was a close vote, but Cincinnati City Council yesterday approved a compromise that will allow a project to install protected bike lanes on Central Parkway from Clifton to downtown. A compromise plan supported by Vice Mayor David Mann passed on a 5-4 vote. It would take the bike lanes out of the travel lanes to maintain street parking between Ravine and Brighton Streets to aid businesses in the area. Vice Mayor Mann joins us to discuss the plan and the compromise. You can join the conversation. The number is 513-419-7100 or email talk@wvxu.org. We're also on Facebook and Twitter. Again, 513-419-7100. Vice Mayor Mann, thanks for being here.
It's great. Good to be here. How are you all doing?
And actually, welcome back.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
Before we talk about the compromise, let's talk about how this all started. When did you first learn about this, and what was your concern?
I guess I first learned about it last year when the inquiry had a big spread, and it so happens I live in Clifton, and I commute pretty regularly on Central Parkway, and I saw the alternative plans, and I thought, wow, do those work? And that's the last, really, that I thought about it until after January, I started wondering what's getting ready to happen, and then I learned that it was imminent, and I started wanting to get into it because I thought I still have a concern about whether it'll work or not, and I had a conversation or two with Mayor Cranley who shared those concerns, so I decided to have a hearing in front of my committee, the Neighborhoods Committee, and we did that. I lose track a couple weeks ago, I guess. And it turned out that the contract had to be signed today, May 1st. And if that didn't happen, we were going to lose the federal money, about $500,000. So that kind of accelerated the intensity of the conversation. And head of transportation engineering, Michael Moore, came to the committee. And he had heard about the concerns that were being expressed by Tim Haynes, who was taking a building on Central Parkway, as you suggested, that was pretty much abandoned, renovated it, has about 12 tenants in there that brought 60 new jobs to that area. Some of them are new jobs to the city. And he said, hey, this won't work. You're going to do great damage to what I've done here. Department Director Moore said, you know, having heard that, I think I can work and propose a compromise to the committee, which for some reason became terribly controversial. As you indicated, the compromise doesn't remove a single foot of protection or protected bike path. It's simply for a few hundred feet or a couple hundred feet runs a protected bike path out of the Central Parkway right away. This is on the west side of Central Parkway across from Ravine and would involve constructing a new path parallel to the sidewalk for that couple hundred feet and then back down to the parkway. It seemed to me like something that was a no-brainer. Director Moore said he had some money in his budget that could cover the cost, and then the controversy began.
And to be clear, you were looking for a compromise or a solution, but I know some people have said the Mann compromise. Really, Michael Moore brought this to the committee,
and you
embraced it.
Yeah, exactly. And for some reason, you know, part of the background is that this past November, after the election, the departing council, six of whom were still on council, voted 9-0 to approve the necessary ordinances. Now, I don't think anybody claims that much attention was given to the details at that point. And as it turned out, when we had the hearing, there were a number of property owners along Central Parkway who denied having any knowledge or any opportunity to participate, except after pretty much after the decision was made. We were told a number of communities were asked to respond to participate. College Hill, which is up Hamilton Avenue and is where a lot of residents, I'm sure, commute coming down Hamilton onto Central Parkway, there was no outreach to that community. So I don't think the outreach was quite as thorough as perhaps it needed to be. But in any event, I thought Michael Moore came up with a good solution. And as committee chair, I said, let's go with it. And then there was opposition from some of my colleagues on the committee, opposition from some of the fervent biking advocates who somehow felt that we were departing from, I don't know what, but in any event, the solution made sense, and fortunately it passed yesterday.
The most adamant people who were against changing this plan to do what you suggest, to move the bike lane out of that little short section, they said they'd never do that. And they're actually the ones that end up making sure that this compromise happened.
They
and
do.
It was because the alternative would have been worse, I guess, in their eyes, that the whole project would have been canceled.
Exactly. I mean, don't forget, four members of council did not vote for the plan. Four members of council voted to repeal the enabling legislation that would have meant that there would be no protected bike path on Central Parkway. And my fate was to be the swing vote. And I have plenty of reservations about the whole deal. And if Mr. Haynes's concerns couldn't be addressed, I was ready to say, I don't think we should go forward. So I guess, anyway.
Do you still have those concerns? I mean, why?
Yeah. I mean, I think we'll have to see how it works out. And you know, interestingly, I've been coming in on Central Parkway more often, and it is certainly fair that in the morning I drive in anywhere from 7:45 to 8:45. Some mornings coming in, there's very, very little traffic, except there's a congestion there where Hopple Street comes in, but comes into Central Parkway at the White Castle, and that's kind of messed up because of the construction.
Yeah.
But that'll pass. But except for there, many mornings there's not much traffic. So those mornings I say, this will work and nobody will bat an eye. Then going home in the evening, particularly if a Reds game is letting out, particularly if there's a lot of traffic on I-75, there's a lot of traffic on Central Parkway, even before you get to the congested area. And those evenings, trying to contend with the new plan, I think we're going to have some problems. But I'm willing to see. I mean, I get mixed reports about the they're not protected lanes, but the reduced lanes for traffic on Delta, on Riverside, some other parts of the community. Some people say it's good that, the term is, traffic is calmed. People realize they can't make the same speed that they normally do, so everybody relaxes and slows down, and that makes it all safer.
Mayor Cranley, looked at this thing and said, "Well, why do we need this on both sides? I mean, why we have a perfectly good sidewalk on the interstate side of Central Parkway, and we could run a bike path through there. I mean, does that make sense?"
I think that would be a great alternative to explore. Now, part of the problem is that's not where we are. I mean, many, many months ago, some of the other options were rejected. So what we had really was a current plan or no plan. If you were starting over and had the luxury of redoing the last year and a half, you could look at a path just on one side, for instance, that maybe was a little wider, and then people have to cross traffic to get to that path. There are sidewalks on either side of Central Parkway. The mayor is certainly correct that there are very little pedestrian traffic there because it's mostly a auto way these days. So if you took one of those paths and made it for bicycles only, maybe widened it a little bit and improved it, that would work too. It'd be akin to the Loveland Bike Trail and some of the other wonderful trails that we have that are completely off the highways.
Where you're talking about building a separate path, I think they did look at that, but that carried significant. I mean, this was about $600,000 to do that. I want to say was maybe $4 or $5 million.
I heard that number, but I think what the mayor was talking about was not a whole new path, but just saying one of the two sidewalks would be pedestrian only, the other would be bicycle only. Mm-hmm. And maybe that would work.
We're talking about the protected bike lanes on Central Parkway. Council approved a compromise on that yesterday by a 5-4 vote. Our guest is Cincinnati Vice Mayor David Mann. 513-419-7100 if you have a question. Certainly, as we're on Central Parkway, if we look out our window, when this project starts, Central Parkway is going to look a whole lot different than it does right now.
Well, there are going to be all these vertical plastic white poles or batons that are 3 or 4 feet high that are supposed to provide the visual signal to motorists that, hey, you're not supposed to be over there. If you do cross over there, you're going to make a lot of noise. I don't guess it's going to do a great deal of damage. So one of the interesting questions is going to be how much repair work we have to do to replace the batons that are hit by cars. But, it is going to look different, and But that's also supposed to provide a signal of security to bike riders that, you know, you're safe here. At least they know it's they're not just you're not just depending on motors seeing you as a bike rider, but now they see this long line of white vertical poles. It certainly feels safer, and when it's done, I'll ride on it. I like to ride on Central Park.
But there are also parking
right
issues on this end of Central Parkway, too.
Well, the width of Central Parkway varies, and exactly how the plan is implemented, therefore, varies. But generally, with one exception, during rush hour, there will be two lanes in the rush hour direction. So coming inbound in the morning, going outbound at night, there will be two lanes always. And that's accomplished because the parking that's otherwise available is prohibited during those hours, akin to what happens on many streets. So sort of the way it's laid out is you've got four lanes on either side, do I have that right yet? No, that's not. You have three lanes, a traffic lane, a parking lane, and a bike lane going from the center line to the outside of the street. And then during rush hours, that parking lane becomes a traffic lane because you have parking restrictions.
And what I guess is probably going to be a little maybe confusing to people at first.
Oh, sure.
The parking is actually normally right now you pull up to the right curb and you're on the sidewalk. Now you're going to pull up to the park and then you're going to have to cross the bike lane to get to the sidewalk.
Right. Exactly.
And that could, and I think there were a couple of businesses close to us that were concerned about loading and unloading crossing the bike lane.
Yeah, Wood and Nickel expressed some concern. And I'm not sure that's any different than the problem that there is at Wood and Nickel, say, or any other business, when there are transport of things across the pedestrian lane. It's just that the bicyclists will have to be attentive to it. And, a careful bicyclist does look at what's ahead of him or her.
What about the other action that council took yesterday? Not that was one thing, but there were, and even it drew some debate about $1.9 million for the bike share program and also some other bike trail projects.
You know, this was a big day for bicycle. We've got a $1.9 million, a million or so for bike share, which is going to go into effect this summer, and that's a program in simple concept. There are a bunch of bicycles available at various stations. Anyone can come along and take a bicycle and turn it in at another station, and there's a charge per half hour per day or what have you, and there's going to be stations up by UC as well, and it's going to be a test of who can bicycle up Vine or Clifton or up the hill. But these programs have been very successful in a number of cities, and as it grows and as it's embraced, it'll be self-pay, and hopefully it'll be expanded. And then the bike trails, I mean, obviously, I think most recreational bicyclists, at least this is my take, prefer to be on a bike trail where they don't have to contend with traffic. So the more we can expand bike trails, the Wasson Way right away, if we can get that from the railroad, it can be the path by which eventually the Loveland Trail, which now goes down to Newtown, can connect with the riverfront.
But each of those is getting about $200,000, which is nowhere near
to start
what it's going to cost to construct those trails.
Oh, I think that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just basically what, seed money?
Well, it's a statement that this is the direction we want to go. We're serious about bikes and bike opportunities, and there probably is going to be a shift away from bike lanes to bike trails and bike share.
I want to circle back.
That's probably the policy difference that is developing.
Just about 20 or 30 seconds, I want to circle back to pick up something I forgot about. There was some concern by Councilmember Flynn that you've poured these concrete pads for buses that are now going to be where the bike lanes are. Did they come up with a solution for that?
You know, I think that's a detail has to be developed, exactly where the bus stop will be. And where there's a bus stop, there's probably not going to be parking anyway. And whether the buses will be allowed to get in the park lane, I don't know. That has to be worked out. It's probably different according to each different location.
We've been talking with Cincinnati Vice Mayor David Mann about a vote yesterday to let protected bike lanes on Central Parkway go forward. The compromise will take the bike lanes out of the travel lanes to maintain street parking between Ravine and Brighton Streets to aid businesses in the area. Thanks for listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Archives of our programs are available on our website, WVXU.org. Producer for today's program was Pete Reitmeier. Our technical director was Bruce Ellis. With Howard Wilkinson, I'm Jay Hanselman.